Good morning. KSL News Time is 6 o'clock. This is Utah's Morning News. I'm Tim Hughes.
And I'm Amanda Dixon. KSL's top story this hour.
We're hearing more firsthand accounts this morning about the many lives impacted by fallen Santa Quinn Police Officer Sergeant Bill Hoosier.
KSL News Radio's Adam Small joins us live and begins our coverage in the line of duty. Adam?
Amanda, Sergeant Hoosier taught a group of high school students in the Nebo School District Citizens Academy Internship Program. The student we're hearing from says not only did Hoosier prepare all their assignments, but he says Hoosier really kept the whole thing in motion. Hoosier taught them about the complexities of police work and even got them a real-world experience, getting them time with the K-9 team, and also got them to tour the emergency dispatch center and even the county jail. The student says those 2 hours were the best of his week. Reporting live, Adam Small, KSL News Radio.
Spencer Peterson says Sergeant Hoosier's impact has made him want to pursue a career in law enforcement.
We're all going to miss him. You know, the community for sure has taken a hit. He was just one of the best men that I've ever met.
He says one of the things that stuck out the most to him from everything Hoosier said was when he'd say, you have to stand up for what you know is right.
We're also hearing from people in Mona in Utah County who were shocked by the massive police force that came into town searching for the man accused of killing Sergeant Hoosier. Andy Resquist tells KSL-TV he watched it all unfold from a convenience store.
It was very scary. 20 police cars, and there was also SWAT.
He says their small town never sees a police presence like that.
All of the police departments in Utah County are now helping the Santa Quinn Police Department fill in shifts while their officers grieve. The Utah County Sheriff's Office is helping organize the effort, and they say they've got just about every shift covered through tomorrow.
At this point, we're still waiting to find out when funeral services will be held for Sergeant Bill Hoosier. We will be sure to let you know as soon as we get them, and we will post all that information on KSLNewsRadio.com.
In other news this Tuesday morning, new testimony in the Chad Daybell trial focuses on Daybell's description of Lori Vallow's kids. Here's KSL News Radio's Amy Kobabe.
Lori Vallow's niece says she got close to both Lori and Chad in 2019. And when she moved to Rexburg, she received several different stories about where the two children, JJ and Tylee, were. She says Chad rated the two children as dark. And he would say that some people would become zombies if darkness overtook them.
An FBI agent also testified yesterday on finding JJ's remains.
Prosecutors in Coeur d'Alene, Idaho, say they will not press charges against a man accused of yelling racist slurs at the University of Utah women's basketball team. KSL News Radio's Peter Johnston joins us live with details. Peter?
Amanda, the city of Coeur d'Alene says they do believe they found the person behind this, who is an 18-year-old that they're not going to name. But Coach Lynn Roberts said in March that this was not just harassment, but instead...
some kind of racial hate crimes towards our program, and incredibly upsetting for all of us.
However, Deputy City Attorney Ryan Hunter says he lacks sufficient evidence to back up charges that he was considering, according to multiple reports. The city's mayor says he's disappointed that there's no path forward to hold those responsible accountable, according to the Spokane Spokesman Review. Reporting live, Peter Johnston, KSL News Radio.
KSL's top national stories this hour. Israel launched a ground operation into Rafah this morning.
Videos show Israeli flags now flying on the Palestinian side of the border. This as Hamas says they are willing to accept a new ceasefire proposal. The deal, a different agreement than one proposed by Israel, includes a permanent end of military operations and the withdrawal of Israeli forces from areas adjacent to the border inside Gaza. Israel now reviewing the plan, but has yet to agree to these terms.
ABC's Marcus Moore reports that Israel says it's already found three Hamas operational tunnels at the Rafah crossing, and they are targeting Hamas fighters.
Weather is definitely affecting the commute along the Wasatch Front. First look traffic, and here's Andy Farnsworth.
Well, Amanda, we're keeping an eye on Parley's Canyon, where plows are trying to help out, but really snowy conditions right now. Chains, four-wheel drive required for all vehicles in Parley's Canyon, Big and Little Cottonwood Canyons. For those of you traveling on I-15, wet roads, but so far that hasn't translated in any crashes, at least yet. I'm Andy Farnsworth in the KSL Traffic Center.
Nice to wake up to this morning, that Utah has been ranked the best state in America. And KSL News Radio's Michael Commit is live with how we got there. Michael?
Tim, our podium spot was given by the U.S. News and World Report, and they point to Utah's economic, educational, and infrastructure growth as our biggest strengths. In a word, the thing Utah has going is consistency. That, and many Utahns have a variety of opportunities to succeed. Still, the state did fall behind in fiscal stability, health care, and equality. And despite the gap, Utah State's Susan Mattson tells the report she has faith we're moving in the right direction. Reporting live, Michael Kmit, KSL News Radio.
Miss USA says she's going to step down to focus on her mental health. Noelia Voigt is from Utah and says representing Utah and the country has been incredibly meaningful, and it was a difficult decision.
The Miss USA organization says it respects Voigt's need to prioritize herself. May is Mental Health Awareness Month, and if you or anyone you know is struggling, the Suicide and Crisis Lifeline is available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week at 988.
ABC's Lina Moise says the Miss USA organization is reviewing plans for crowning a new Miss USA soon.
Alzheimer's disease is being put in the spotlight here in the state.
The Alzheimer's Foundation of America is hosting a free caregiving and educational conference Wednesday, May 15th in West Valley. The conference will host experts in the Alzheimer's and dementia research field and will allow people to learn all about new treatments and caregiving advice for those supporting loved ones with the disease. One of these experts is the University of Utah's Dr. Donna Cross, who's a part of an effort to repurpose a cancer drug to treat Alzheimer's. Emma Keddington, KSL News Radio.
The Great Salt Lake's Hat Island is now a nesting location for pelicans after an 81-year absence. Program manager for the Great Salt Lake Ecosystem Program, John Luft, says the pelicans are large and an amazing sight to see.
Recognizable birds here at Great Salt Lake. So a lot of people kind of gravitate towards those just because they're so visible and unique and interesting.
Luff says the pelicans probably left the island because of coyotes disturbing the areas where they nested. The island is still accessible by land, but closed to the public.
Yeah, John's going to join us on the Outdoor Show Saturday morning at 7:05, so we'll have a little more chance to talk about how this all came about.